control of my soul, my mind, my emotions, my words, and speak to me as your vessel to your people. Spirit, have them receive what you have given me for them to receive, and your will be done. In Yeshua's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. So, we are ending the series of Sanctifying the Journey, part 3. Now, I know we've been going on for months and months. a new journey, correct? Right. However, what we're going to use to be accomplished is not necessarily something new. All right? He's going to give us, what we're going to need is something that we've always been given. So that brought me to preparing for this message. Right? So I'm coming behind Johan, I'm coming behind Laura, and I'm looking, you know, we share our information with each other. And I'm like, okay, I'm trying to prepare. I say, okay, Johan got this thing right. Okay. Then I'm looking at Laura. I'm like, okay. So I saw myself how I was structuring it, and I was structuring it like Laura and Johan. And then the Spirit was like, no, I'm giving you what you need and how you need to prepare. So he thought about it. How do you prepare? I'm a school teacher. So how do you prepare every day on your regular teaching? My lesson plan. I start off with learning intentions. What are we going to learn today? And then I give them success criteria. Based on what we've learned today, what would you be able to do with this learning? What would you do with this information? So I say, gotcha. Gotcha. So, as you can see, like I would do my students when I walk in, first at the beginning of the class, our learning intentions of today is what? To know how seasons and routes work together to accomplish the Father's will. All right? The next thing, what are we going to do?
To identify the scriptures, how supernatural seasons always have supernatural routes
and supplies. Now see, normally in my classroom when only two people would talk, I would say, you know what, y'all sleepy. You know what I'm saying? You don't have the blood flowing, so I'm going to have to treat you like my students. So I'm going to need everybody to stand up. Everybody stand up. I need you to get your blood flowing so we can get it out. What's the second thing we're going to learn today?
Identify in Scripture how supernatural seasons always have supernatural routes and supplies.
That's what I'm talking about. Have a seat. All right. So now we can get ready to learn.
All
right. So once we know that that's what we're going to learn about, how do I know I've been successful in that learning? So these are our success criteria. So the first way I know I'm successful in what we've been taught today is what? I can now identify, come on now, y'all don't want to stand up.
Father at work in me and through me, regardless of when and where I'm at.
All right? Regardless of when and where I'm at, I know that he can work with me and he's going to use me. I don't have to be at a certain location to be used. You know, a lot of people think I'm going to go to Africa and feed the hungry. No, he's going to use you right where you are, right now. And he wants you to be comfortable in knowing that. All right, what's the next?
I now trust that my Father is not bound by my limited understanding of his power and provision, and now will go without fear of lack.
Okay, let's get started. All right, so by knowing that there's no special route needed, I won't be looking to be somewhere to doing the Lord's work. I won't be looking to try to be somewhere, but I will be where I am. All right? It says, I will follow the Father's patterns, plans, and trust what he has already given me. So kind of like what I told you, we quit looking for something new. Because why? Understand this, especially at this time now, we're in this panic mode. Well, the world is in this panic mode right now, right? And so you know the enemy is going to take advantage of this opportunity. Yeah. And he's going to be ready. It's time to give you something new. I got a new word that the Lord has told me about you about this time. And so it's going to be all this new that folks are going to be putting out. And if we're not grounded and rooted in what we know, we're going to fall. We're going to fall for that. Because as you mentioned, what's going to make us fall for?
Yeah.
That fear. I'm scared. I've been playing this believer for this while, and now it's hitting the fan. Now I need some comfort. And so somebody's going to give you that good comfort and word. All right? But they're going to give you that word, but you're going to have to stick with what you know. All right? So this is it. Don't go looking for nothing. don't go looking for nothing new. Nothing new, because the Father has already equipped you and given you everything you need.
Amen.
All right? Why is it important? What is the importance of knowing time and season? Think about it. What is the importance of knowing time and season? move on.
But because I, Adonai, do not change, you sons of Yaakov will not be destroyed. Since the days of your forefathers, you have turned from my laws and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says Adonai Tzevaot. But you ask, in respect to what are we supposed to return?
Alright, so I highlighted two words, and I looked those words up. Turn. Alright, turn. In the Hebrew, y'all gonna help me out, y'all know my spelling bad. Hebrew, the word is true. C-U-W-R.
Sir,
it don't look like a sir to me. I couldn't get that. But that word in Hebrew means to turn aside, to depart, to avoid. All right? So he's here, he's telling us they have avoided or departed from his laws or from his instructions. All right? And then he pleaded with them to do what?
Return.
All right, so return, now we know that word, right? Shuva. Shuv. Actually, shuv. All right, shuv is to return, to turn back. So he's pleading them to turn back. He said, I'm going to turn back. But what's the problem with some of us?
Turn back.
Let me give you this old saying. Have you heard this saying before? You can take the person out the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out the person, right? So I leave the hood. I'm over there in Beverly Hills, but what's going on? What have I brought to Beverly Hills? The hood. What have I not left? The hood, right? So I might as well have stayed back where? In the hood, right? So that's, I returned, I left, but I did not depart from what was in me. And so what gets us into trouble, a lot of us, we leave from the old bad, so I left the club, right? But I still what? I still got it in me. I haven't departed from that lifestyle. And if you don't depart or remove yourself completely from what you left, eventually it'll creep back on. So ask yourself now, Lord, what have I not departed from? That's what I want you to start thinking. What have you not departed? Yeah, you may have returned, but what did you return with? What mess did you bring with you? What sin did you bring with you? What lack of trust did you bring with you? What have you not departed from? Because that's what he needs us to do right now. Depart from some things. What have you not departed from? Okay? It says what? Talking about not knowing his routes. All right, so by not knowing how seasons and routes work in the Father's plan, I place myself in what?
Danger.
I call it legal danger. It's legal danger. Why? Let's understand this though. We already know that there is a legal time to be attacked, right? So it says legal danger occurs when you are disobedient to the Father's instruction. You forfeit your kingdom protection and are now open season for attack. All right? So we know that there's a time for legal attack. Right? What months are those?
4, 5, 7, and 10.
Thank you, Freddie. Right, 4, 5, 7, and 10. So if you already know that the enemy legally has a right to put them hands on you, right? We know that. So why would I put myself in a position to get beat up outside of that time?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if I was a wise individual, I would know, okay, what's going to get me what? My disobedience. Me not understanding time and season, me not being where I'm supposed to be, doing what I'm supposed to do, or how I'm supposed to do. That's what's going to get me beat. And I lose that protection outside of those months when I'm supposed to be all
right.
But I can still get it when I'm disobedient. All right? Why is it ignorance? Why is this ignorance of season and route dangerous? It says you will lose the benefits going to be very difficult for you to survive. And so, we don't want to lose that protection of the community because we didn't follow instructions. So here's an example of what I mean by that. All right, read that.
Let the people of Israel observe Pesach as its designated time.
All right, so designated time, what is that? What can we say that is? What?
Moed.
But no, based on what we're talking about today, it's a season. All right? It's a season. Time and season, right? So it's a season.
I believe you. But
that the instruction was people are to observe Pesach at the designated time or designated season, right? All right? Read this one.
But the person who is clean and not on a trip who fails to observe Pesach will be cut off from his people. Because he did not bring the offering for Adonai as its designated time, that person will bear the consequences of his sin.
All right, so these are the consequences. So what is the first thing that's going to happen?
Cut off.
You're going to get cut off from your people, from the community. All right, so now if I'm cut off from the community, I'm now what?
Alone.
I'm on my own. All right? And now, the big thing, what do you have to do now? Bear the consequences of your own sin. All right, so, wait a minute. Lord, I messed up. I can pray, and he's going to forgive me. Yes. He's going to forgive you. But guess what? There's some consequences. And the consequences, you're going to have to bear. Because why? He designed a time where he would take that, right? But you forfeited that because you were out of time. You were out of season. You were out of line. And so now you have to deal with the consequences of your own actions. All right? You lose that. You lose that community. What is this community? They're protecting.
Right.
They're protecting one another. Disobedience will get you shunned to the side. Always. Always, disobedience will bring consequences. May not come today. How the old gospel song, he may not come when you want it. But he comes. It's going to be right on, it ain't going to be right on time for you, but he coming. All right? Let's see. So how do I know that I'm in the correct season? My new journey.
How do you know? You look at the things you said.
See, that's some stuff we need to know. You should be driving in the season, okay? Thrive. Okay, flourish. You say you should be flourished. He said, if you're in position, you know you're protected, and you're going to be powerful. You're in the season, you're ready to work. Because why? He's not equipping you for you to sit on it, right? He's equipping you because he has a job to be done. And so if I'm in position, I will be protected, and I will be powerful, and I'm ready to move on in my season. All right? Why? How do we know? Because what has been given to us these past, I don't know how many knew this and knew that we've been having?
Revelation.
We've been instructed, right? We've been instructed to get ready. All right? Get ready. Now, that time of quote unquote getting ready is what?
Here.
It's over. The old saying, we said be ready. Denver, go watch the Broncos do their thing, and we're going to be there for 2 days, and we flying back out. In the journey, like I say, we're going to hit this road, and it takes more, it's going to take more time. It's definitely going to take more time, and it's going to be a lot of things that you're going to pass along the way. So it's a longer thing that you have to prepare for. That's why we've had all these years to prepare. Because guess what? Guess where this journey stops that we're about to jump on?
Amen.
The day of the Lord.
It stops on the return. On his return, this is when it stops.
Yeah.
There's no more getting off the train. We rolling. And so, why are so many afraid of the journey? Afraid? Why are they afraid? Did I skip one? Oh, no. We need to read this. Let's go with this first.
For everything there is a season, a right time for every intention under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, and a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to discard, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace.
Holding us back?
Fear.
That's what's holding us back. Because the path that he requires us to pass through, the path that requires us to pass through our darkness and expose our light will also expose our hidden fears. The path he's going to take us through is going to be dark like that. And we're scared of it, though. But, you know, I say it's funny to me how darkness can really reveal the light. It reveals that light in me. It reveals that fear in me. It reveals that sin in me. It's a revealer. He uses darkness to be a revealer. And some of us, we're scared of it. I don't want to be exposed, first of all. I don't want to be exposed, fearful. So we're going to have to get over that. How are we going to get over that? How do we get over that fear?
Facing it.
Say it again.
Facing the fear.
He said facing the fear. Facing the fear.
Worship.
By overcome, how do we overcome it though? You gotta go through it. Yeah, you gotta go through it. It's no running around. It's what we have to do. Alright? Why should I not be afraid? Because he meant what he said. When he would never leave us. Right? No matter our state, no matter our condition, he's never going to leave us. Read that.
The blind I will lead on a road they don't know. On roads they don't know, I will lead them. I will turn darkness to light before them and straighten their twisted paths. These are things I will do without fail.
Amen. So he's assuring us right now. Yeah, well, you're about to go some places that you don't know. But I'm going to lead you. That says the blind I will lead. Now, when he says blind, what does he mean by that? Because he's not talking about a physical blind. He ain't going to hold your hand while you're out. Right? What he's talking about? Spiritual blindness. Blindness to the truth. That's what it's talking about. Blindness to the truth. Now, in here, he was talking to captive Israel. All right? They had been locked down for 70 years.
When Yeshua arrived at the other side of the lake in the Gadarenes' territory, there came out of the burial caves two men controlled by demons, so violent that no one dared travel on the road. On that road, they screamed, "What do you want with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torture us before the appointed time?"
Before my season? I know I have a little time to torture these people and possess these people and do all this crazy stuff to these people. You too early. What is you doing? Please, but this is at this point, Yeshua had just got off the boat, right?
Right.
Just off got off the boat within this scared disciples. You know, they get a little wind, a little water, they get all scared. He had, you know, let me shut that down. And so he get off and he's on a journey. He get off the boat on a path. These two cross his path. And the first thing they notice, first of all, they notice that he's who?
Son of God.
Wait a minute, sure. You here too early. Are you here to get us out of here or torture us before our season? Hmm. Right? Before our season.
Yeah.
What's the point I'm trying to make?
They understand time and season.
Hmm. We're kingdom. We're citizens of the kingdom. There's no way we should be ignorant of time and season. We should not be ignorant. And it's crazy to think about it. We're talking about protection, right?
That's what I was saying. Reiterate.
That demon was protected. Think about that. He was protected based off of what? Time and season. Because it wasn't his time. It wasn't his time. So what is it? Throw me in these pig, you know, chuck me in these pig, let me do something. Okay. And Yeshua just say, go to the pig. All right, you said it, go. He didn't bind him and shake him and do all that, you know, stuff that we do. No. Let it be done. Folks that lied to you and pumped you up, right? Now they doubt. They doubt everything that they ever possibly knew or trusted. Out of line. Out of time. Out of season. Once again, as we mentioned earlier, what? When I'm out of season,
I'm out of protection.
And I'm not powerful.
And then I'm out of power. That's why they couldn't do anything, because they was out of season, out of protection. First of all, they were out of position. They were out of position because they had no authority to do what they were trying to do. Out of protection, out of power, you get kicked. All right. So, ask yourself, where is my desired destination? So where do you want to be? Where are you trying to go? What's your destination along this journey? All right? It's simple. Is it the Father's will, or is it your will be done? You got to ask yourself, is it the Father's will? Is my true desire is the Father's will, or is it my will be done? Why? Because the answer to that will indicate the type of journey that you're going to be on. You're going to be on the one that we're traveling right now, or we're on the road to a what? What's the title of this message? A sanctified journey. So it's either you're going to be on this sanctified journey, or you're going to be on this what?
Second journey.
A selfish journey. Second, selfish, whatever. It doesn't matter. If you're not on the sanctified one, you're not in time and season.
Amen.
And that's the whole reality. This journey, this upcoming journey, we're going some places that WOCI has never been before. So it's unfamiliar to us. And we're going to use some unfamiliar methods.
Amen.
I assure you. I don't know him, but I know him. You know? So I'm sure the methods are going to be unfamiliar. Are you willing to allow the Spirit to let you to lead?
Amen.
What's going to allow you is, once again, that lack of fear and that trust. Trust that he has my best interest. Yes. I know whatever you're going to do, it, it's not going to that's gonna harm me.
Right.
Right, it's for my best interest. Right? So, yeah, as I said, do I trust Yahweh to have my best interest?
Mm-hmm.
All right, if so, get ready.
Amen.
Get ready. All right, so understand this. So when we say, so when they say that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, the Father is expecting that light. To be you.
Mm.
You.
Man.
He's expecting that light to be you. Once again, what do I need to depart from?
The sin that easily.
To be that light.
Yeah.
What do I need to depart from? Yeah, we're going to return. We're returning to him. But in that process, what do I need to depart from? That life. That's the sermon number 6. I have one more. All right, the sermon number 7. The sermon step number 7. Supernatural seasons always have supernatural routes and supplies. Supernatural seasons always have supernatural routes and supplies. All right, so what new is the Father going to give us to have confidence to overcome in this upcoming journey? What new is he going to give us to have confidence in this overcome in this upcoming journey?
What new?
What new?
Provision, baby. Whatever is required.
A new route and journey?
What new? What new is he going to give you so you can have confidence
something
in this
new?
Upcoming journey?
New power?
Nothing. Not a thing. Right? He's giving us nothing because why?
We don't need nothing new.
He's equipped us. We've already equipped with everything we need. Oh, I lost my spot. Here we go. Let me give you an example. Read.
The whole community of the people of Israel left the Sin desert, traveling in stages as Adonai had ordered, and camped at Rephidim. But there was no water for the people to drink. The people quarreled with Moshe, demanding, "Give us water to drink." But Moshe replied, "Why pick a fight with me? Why are you testing Adonai?" However, the people were thirsty for water there and grumbled against Moshe. "For what did you bring us up from Egypt? To kill us, our children, and our livestock with thirst?" Moshe cried out to Adonai, "What am I to do with these people? They are ready to stone me." Adonai answered Moshe, "Go on ahead of the people and bring with you the leaders of Israel. Take your staff in your hand, the one you used to strike the river, and go. I will stand in front of you there on the rock of Horeb. You are to strike the rock, and water will come out of it, so the people can drink." Moshe did this in the sight of the leaders of Israel. The place was named Mashash, testing, and Meruvah, quarreling, because of the quarreling of the people of Israel and because they tested Adonai by asking, "Is Adonai with us or not?"
All right. So what was the issue here? What was going on here?
No water.
These folks were going on a journey, a new journey, unfamiliar places, and what happened?
They were being tested themselves.
Chaos happened all of a sudden, right? Wait a minute. Hey, I know you give me this cloud. I know you give me this fire.
brothers. I don't want you to miss the significance of what happened to our fathers. All of them were guided by the pillar of cloud, and they all passed through the sea. And in connection with the cloud and with the sea, they all immersed themselves into Moshe. Also, they all ate the same food from the Spirit. And they all drank the same drink from the Spirit, for they drank from a Spirit-sent rock which followed them, and that rock was the Messiah.
All right, so Yeshua was the rock that was struck for us in order for us to have everlasting water or eternal life. The same as the rock was struck for the people in the desert to give them temporary life. All right, so Yeshua was struck. He gave us that everlasting water. He gave us that everlasting quenching of a thirst, just like Moses. I mean, just like the striking of the rock. All right, let's move on. All right, so it says, in order for us to receive, we must first drink. All right, Yeshua said, what did he say? He said, we must eat of his flesh.
Drink of his blood.
Drink of his blood. Without that, we what? We have no life, is what he said. And that is, it's not up there, but that's John 6, 53. He said, we must eat of his flesh and drink of his blood, and without that, we have no life. Right? So he is that thirst. He is that everlasting, quenching thirst. All right? It says, we must supernaturally drink of Yeshua's water, an act of receiving, to accept the supernatural, to experience, I'm sorry, the supernatural supplies of the kingdom. All right, so we quote this one all the time, Philippians 4:19. What?
I can do all things.
No, my God shall supply my needs. According to his riches and glory, but today we're going to say what? According to time and season. According to time and season, he will supply your needs. He understands the journey. He understands the journey we're about to go upon. We have to trust that he will supply those needs. And now when we want it, he's only going to supply those needs according to his time and his season. But guess what, y'all? The season. It's the season. All right. So we talked about, he ain't going to give us nothing new. We got to play with this old stuff. All right, but guess what? He is going to give us something new. So what new will this sanctified journey bring you?
Revelation.
What did I say? She said joy, huh?
Revelation.
You say revelation.
You didn't say nothing.
Huh? Power? What new? All right. Let me tell you what new is going to bring. It's going to bring us the same thing that John saw. Read.
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had passed away, and the sea was no longer there. Also I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud voice from the throne say, see, God's Shekinah is with mankind.
All right, so I'm saying this.
Oh. And he will live with them. They will be his people, and he himself, God with them, will be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will no longer be any death, and there will no longer be any mourning, crying, or pain, because the old order has passed away. Then the one sitting on the throne said, look, I am making everything new. Also, he said, write. These words are true and trustworthy. And he said to me, it is done. I am the A and the Z, the beginning and the end. To anyone who is thirsty, I myself will give water free of charge from the fountain of life. And he who wins the victory will receive these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son.
All right, so I'm going to go back and hit some things real quick. All right, so what are we going to get? All right, so first thing John saw was a new what? A new heaven. A new earth. So for us, we're going to get a new location. We're going to
Meanwhile, Saul, still breathing murderous threats against the Lord's Talmudim, went to the Kohen Haggadah and asked him for the letters to the synagogues in Damascus, authorizing him to arrest any people he might find, whether men or women, who belong to the way, and bring them back to Jerusalem. He was on the road and nearing Damascus, when suddenly a light from heaven flashed all around him. Falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you keep persecuting me?" "Sir, who are you?" he asked. "I am Yeshua, and you are persecuting me. But get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you have to do." Then the men traveling with him stood speechless, hearing the voice but seeing no one. They helped Saul get up off the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So, leading him by the hand, they brought him into Damascus.
All right. So we said, even when we're traveling unholy routes, he will supply what we need, right? So we understand the story here. This was Paul finally getting his permission from the Kohen. Hey, let's go knock out these folks out of the way. Talking this Jesus stuff, talking. Let's get rid of these folks here. I'm finna go kill. So Paul intended route was to go kill a whole bunch of Christians or believers. Alright? So, but how did Yahweh intervene? He gave Paul what he needed. Saul, I'm sorry. He gave Saul what he needed. He may not know he needed it, but this is what he needed, and this is what he got, and this is what we're going to get. First thing he needed was what?
Revelation.
I can't hear you.
Revelation.
Alright. What was revealed to Paul? That Yeshua was the actual Messiah. Right? That was the first thing that was revealed to him. What else did he need? Why? Because once he was blind, he needed some help. He could no longer travel that journey himself alone or within his own power. So he needed help from those men just like us. We need our brothers and sisters. We need our community along this journey.
Amen.
Next thing he needed.
Amen.
So what did he do? He talked and he prayed. He communed with Yeshua, right? And that's when Yeshua gave him what? Instructions. Right? So, well, we need the same thing. We need communion so we can know our next move, our next place to be along this journey. Alright? Next, what did he need? He needed direction. He needed his sight back, right? He needed direction just like we need to be led by the Holy Spirit within us. Alright? The funny thing about this is, obviously we can't do this alone. So we've been talking about paths, and we've been talking about people crossing our paths. Alright, so if you go on and read a little later, the Spirit speaks to this man named Hananiah, right? Now, you got to think about it. When the Spirit was speaking to Hananiah, I know the first thing he told the Lord. What you talking about? What is you talking about, Lord? Why? Because what did the Lord tell him? Hey, look here. Saul is coming. I need you to go to Saul, and I need you to pray for him, touch him, and receive his sight back. So I know Hananiah, hold on, Lord. What you talking about? He gave me what you talking about. But understand this, because he knew what Saul was out to kill. Because he even told the Lord, he said, "Wait a minute, ain't this the cat that's coming killing Christians? Didn't he just get a letter? Yeah, didn't he just get a letter from the people to give him legal authority to come arrest us and bring us back to Jerusalem to kill us?" Lord, like, "I got that. I got you. Trust me. Go." So, my deal is this. He's going to bring people from an unexpected group. Remember, if that's not an unexpected method or unfamiliar method, I don't know what it is. But he had to be a willing, obedient vessel. He had to be in communion, because he was in communion with Yahweh, he was going to be protected. Right? He was going to be protected. said you were your first to kicking the door in, you were kicking this journey off. All right? So the purpose of all this training we've been undertaking is now at hand. All right? Remember, if you were not willing to endure the process of all this time, it's too late. It's too late. What was stopping me? What stopped me? What fear? What was I not departing from? All right? New Moon 1, understand this. Life as we know it or knew it here would never be the same. It's never going to be the same. All right? So what fears, it's a question I've been asking throughout, but I want you to really think about this now. What fears does the Spirit need you to depart from so that you can be the light and become the light of the world during this new, upcoming, new world order of WOCI? All right, let's read. Oh, last one. I didn't add it. All right, Matthew 5, 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Likewise, when people light a lamp, they don't cover it with a bowl, but put it on a lampstand so that it shines for everyone in the house. The same way, let your light shine before people so that they may see the good that you do and praise your Father in heaven. Oh, okay. I have to recap. So, let me recap. I apologize. Forgive me. Recapping. So, our learning success criteria. When I leave here today, once again, can I identify the Father's work in me where I am? Can you identify that the Father's working in you in the place you are today, right now? Also, can you now trust the Father is not limited by your understanding of his protection, his power, and now are willing to go go as you go without fear of lack and be the light to a dark world? These are the things that the Spirit is asking. This is how you know you're successful. This is how you know that you got it. Matthew, you want to read that?
You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Likewise, when the people light a lamp, they don't cover it with a bowl, but put it on a lampstand, so that it shines for everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before people, so that they may see the good things you do and praise your Father in heaven.